Richard Chandler Corporation is a Singapore-based private investment group founded by New Zealand-born entrepreneur Richard Chandler. The roots of Richard Chandler Corporation extend back to 1982, when Richard Chandler joined his family's retail business. In a few short years, a single department store grew into a national chain. In 1986, the New Zealander left his homeland in search of new opportunities. His first stop was Hong Kong, a city in the midst of a property market crisis. Where others saw uncertainty, he saw value. His contrarian views became a way of life. He invested in Brazilian telecommunications amid hyperinflation, the Russian oil and gas sector during the transition from communism to capitalism, and the Japanese banking sector as the country emerged from a deflationary economy. In 2006, Richard Chandler founded Orient Global, a multi-billion dollar investment fund focused on emerging markets and economies in transition. In 2010, honoring family tradition that began with his grandfather's Chandler & Company and continued with Chandler House, Orient Global became Richard Chandler Corporation. Worldwide, 796 million people are unable to read or write. An astonishing 35% of them live in India. A problem of this size requires a solution that is both scalable and sustainable. In 2008, Richard Chandler launched Rumi Schools of Excellence, a chain of low-cost private schools. They started where the need was greatest. Razi Healthcare was founded in 2009, opening its first operations in India, where some of the world's biggest healthcare challenges exist. Medical services, particularly in low-income communities, are highly fragmented, often poor quality, and can be prohibitively expensive. Razi clinics are a low-cost, patient-centered approach to healthcare that cater to the most underserved communities. While education and healthcare are vital to building prosperity, Richard Chandler believes that art, culture, and creativity also play an important role. Freedom of creative expression is a cornerstone of economic and social development, as well as human fulfillment. In the developed world, we take our creative freedoms for granted. However, in many societies, political repression, intolerance, ignorance, and religious extremism inhibit creative expression, particularly for women. The Freedom to Create Forum trains the focus on gender equality, encouraging female empowerment and bringing women's issues to the forefront. Freedom to Create is guided by the central belief that investing in women will deliver more inclusive and sustainable prosperity for all. The Freedom to Create Prize celebrates the courage and creativity of artists who use their talents to challenge oppression, champion freedom, and build the foundations for open societies. There are many ways to measure Richard Chandler's success. Some can be defined by accountants and economists, some by sociologists and politicians. But the most important measures are the improved lives of others.